Previously on KDWA, we brought you the news that Senator Judy Seeberger was named by the Minnesota Peace and Police Officers Association as Legislator of the Year for her work with public safety and especially the recent EMS bill that went through the state legislature. Seeberger is a paramedic herself, and the award has a very special meaning to her. She joined KDWA to talk to us a little bit more about this honor.
Yeah, it really is a great honor. The MPPOA is an organization that it's a police union. They do a lot of really, really good work for their members, really great efforts to support law enforcement throughout the various aspects of service. So receiving an award from them as the senators or the Senate's Legislator of the Year is really an honor and probably one of the coolest and best awards I've ever received since I've been elected.
Seeberger learned she received the award near the end of the legislative session at the end of May, and she talks a little bit more about where she was when she found out and goes deeper into her thoughts on receiving the award as well as her work with public safety.
I first learned that I was going to receive this award just before session ended. So it's kind of throughout the chaos, I got the news and it was really kind of put a positive spin on how, you know, me personally finishing up session in spite of all the chaos that kind of ensued in those last few days. My focus on standing up for law enforcement has been an underlying theme throughout my service in the legislature. As a DFL senator, I think it's incumbent on me to counter some of the, quite frankly, anti-law enforcement sentiments that have been expressed by members of my party. And it's, you know, I feel very differently about law enforcement. I think that it's a noble profession. I think that we owe law enforcement a tremendous amount of gratitude for the work that they do for us, for our communities. And kind of my underlying direction here has been to, you know, they have our backs, so I'm going to have their backs at the Capitol. And that's really the philosophy that has informed my work as a senator. In terms of, you know, I serve on the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee, and there are a lot of bills this past session and even last session where, I did not vote along party lines. I was the lone Democrat voting with the Republicans on some things that were pro-law enforcement or important to law enforcement. And I was proud to take those votes. You know, it's never easy to vote against your own party, but I continue to do what's right and to me. And I think a lot of that kind of factored into this particular award.
As someone who also works in public safety, when she's not serving as a senator, Seeberger works as a paramedic. That just makes the award even more special for Senator Seeberger.
It absolutely does. Many of the scenes that I'm on as a paramedic, law enforcement is there as well. And unless you're out in the field, unless you're boots on the ground into these situations, you know, when someone calls 911 and you show up on the scene, you never really know what you're walking into, and things can turn pretty quickly. And these are the situations that law enforcement faces every day. And it's something that I experience as a paramedic. It's something that I understand. I certainly don't go on every single call that the police do, but I'm on enough calls with them that this truly does inform my perspective when it comes to understanding the risks that they take every single day when they show up to work.
So how does Senator Seeberger balance her time as a senator and a paramedic? She explains.
That's an excellent question. I don't get a lot of time on the truck during session. I'm pretty much held hostage over at the Capitol while we're in session. I do try, strangely enough, it is sort of a nice break. So that when I can kind of escape the Capitol, if I can get a shift on a truck or go do some paramedic work. It does kind of clear my mind. I think, you know, it's a job that I love. It's something that I really enjoy doing. So it's nice to get back to it now that session is over, and kind of go back to serving my community and doing that work that I find so rewarding.